That's by Cornerstone. What a great track that is. Alina, I'd like to ask you a question. We'll leave the boss out of this, shall we?
Yes.
I presume that's typical of the music that Cornerstone play. So can you explain to listeners what sort of music your genre is?
I think AOR, melodic rock.
Rock.
Kind of rock.
Journey.
We often get compared to Journey or Fleetwood Mac, yep. Especially in England. It's a big honour for us because yep. Such big names, and we get compared to that.
Yeah, but you're big names. That's what you don't put yourself down. Yeah. You're as big as these. That's what you have to remember. And in terms of the music that developed over time, you mentioned one of your first albums, Head Over Heels. Have you had any other albums beside that?
We've recorded two more albums somewhere in America. Back in 2011, the track we've heard before, Rise and Shine, was the first single out of the album. Of course, we're very proud of it. Great song.
It is a great song. You had the blessing of the producer, and I'll tell you something, to have the blessings of Alison, the producer, is pretty mean music. I know nothing about music, I'll tell you that now. Alison produces all the shows. I'm just the mouthpiece. You're in the pound seat, so to speak. So okay. So you sort of gently rock, various rock, anthem rocks and music and the type, that's what I've been reading about you. Their heroic ARO anthems speak the sort of language that should win them a place in your hearts. Well, fantastic quote that is.
I guess it was from Classic Rock Magazine.
You're absolutely right. Classic Rock Magazine. Yeah. Not only does he know where his quotes come from, he knows what they are. And Somewhere in America is an enjoyable, easy listening melodic rock album. If you are a fan of female fronted bands, so that's obviously bringing you in there, Alina.
Yes.
And can you remember where that one was from?
Was it melodic rock?
Yeah, it was indeed. It was. So 2 out of 2. Can he make it 3 out of 3? I'm going to change the order just in case he knows. Cornerstone caught my attention with their excellent material and unusual focus on arrangement details and progressive melodic hooks. Sounds like the recipe for the hit to me. Who did that one?
I guess it was Bo Hill. Well,
that's what I like about these musicians. Not only do they sing some great music, but they actually read their press material. So well done.
We did. We prepared, of course, for today.
I actually looked at your website and some wonderful pictures there. Alina Peter, who's in the studio here with me. Steve Vakloffer, is that the word?
Yes, that's
yep.
right, yeah.
Yeah, Mike Vakloffer, who's here, and Christoph Karras. So four great pictures of four great people, and I noticed there's only one female here.
Female.
So just you are the female front of the band.
Yes.
Just the female front part, of course.
And I bet you have to drag these other three up with you when you're singing.
Yes.
Yes. That's the beauty of radio. You can say what you like.
Say what I like.
Just the three of us. So,
okay. Excellent. Well, what I'm going to do is we're going to play a second track from your album. And Michael, would you like to introduce this particular track?
Yes. This next song is called Breeding for You. It's a great track, I guess. Very groovy mood.
And it's called
Breeding for You.